Yo, 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 yo,
yo, yo, what's good, what's good, what's good?
What's the word, my G?
We back. Welcome to Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes Podcast, episode...
Number 5.
It's number 5?
Yeah, bro.
Damn. We're on the 5th episode today.
5th episode, we still strong, we still rolling up, baby.
Yo, vibing, what up, though? How you been, bro?
I'm good, man. I've just been maintaining, you know what I'm saying? A few bullshit.
Yeah.
Era happened during the week or whatever, but I'm still living, you know what I'm saying? A nigga still player.
Yo, it's been a couple days since I linked up with you, but yo, I'll keep hearing this song that we playing right now. This song been booming like for a couple of weeks, bro, and it's still booming.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't help by just saying to myself, like, yo, I gotta
We was
release.
Definitely talking about this dude.
I got
on the first few episodes.
Wait, hold on. We spoke about him. We spoke about him, but it was hard for me to contact him, bro. I ain't going front. It was just too hard to contact him until that day. I had to call him up, and I'm like, yo, bro, that shit is hard. You gotta pull up with it. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Trilli in the building with us.
Yeah, I'm black on the track. It was popping over here.
My motherfucking nigga Todd Trilli.
Yeah,
is in
man,
the place to be.
Yo, Todd Trilli season, regular shit, man. Talk to me.
Yo, what's up, man? Yeah, I really appreciate you coming out here, bro.
Right? Word, man.
You already know that, bro.
Because, you know, it's really difficult for me to holler at you because I see you out here working. You really on your grind. The video is doing numbers, my brother. Congratulations on that.
Man.
You feel me? Big facts.
It's only right,
I'm saying. Check it out on YouTube. Todd Trilli, Bad and Bougie.
Bad and Bougie, Trilli.
Trilli mix. You feel me?
Trilli mix it up.
So, man. How many Trilli mixes you got out so far?
I don't even know, man.
Yeah, I can't even keep up. This guy got like 3 years worth of Todd Trilli.
Yo, be hot, nigga. Give me that.
Yeah, man.
Basically.
If you producers out there got some hot beats, email it to me so I can send it to this guy. So
if you rap and your song pop, nigga, I'm taking your beat. That's straight out. I'm coming.
Yo, so they used to call you Fly Todd back in the days, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So when did that come along? Like, why did you decide to change your name?
I figured, like, it was too many people with the Fly Todd name. It was too common. And I didn't really want to get the mix up. I don't like being mixed up with other people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really what happened. And it was really like a maturing thing, too, because Fly Todd was like a younger name for me. That was like the name the hood gave me just growing up, being fly, just for me being who I am and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So being locked up and shit, I just was like, I got to come home to some different shit. So I'm like, I thought about that shit before I came home from my little bit and shit.
So how long you was locked up for?
Like a year.
Damn. Oh, yeah? Damn. So you being away from the game for only 1 year, how do you feel, like, doing that cell? Like, how did you feel in the box, bro?
Shit just felt like a fucking hole up, bro. Like, all you can do is write.
Have you been writing inside the box?
I don't write everywhere. I just be pulling shit together.
Yeah.
Everything is an experience. Let me write that shit down.
So, at the age of, if I'm not correct, the age of 17, 18, you did a song recently with Waka Flocka.
Yeah, I was like...
I mean, before we even get into all of that shit, like, yo, let's start from the origins. Like, the like, when did you, like... start thinking like, yo, maybe I should start rapping or whatever. Like, when did you get into rapping?
Funny, because it was like, I don't know, I got inspired by watching BET and MTV and shit like that. So I guess watching that shit is alone, it just made me realize like, nah, this is what I want to do. I'm an entertainer. So I probably made my first song. I was like 11 years old. I went to the Ave. Like a studio in the Coliseum, my man Pooh.
Shout out to the Coliseum, man.
Shout out to the Collie.
The Collie block.
That's a fact. But yeah, I went up in there. I made a song called I'm That Nigga. I was like 11. She was like, I'm that nigga from 40P, Fly Todd. That's the name. Ain't nothing gonna change. Mm-hmm. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
And fucking, there was mad people up there. They like, yo, who that in there? They like, They thought I was somebody. I don't even want to say who they thought I was, because the nigga they thought I was is a fucking cold rap. I'm going to talk about that nigga. But,
fuck you.
They thought I was somebody. But long story short, they're like, nah, the little homie could spit. Whatever. I'm like, yeah, so they paid for my session and shit. And I don't know. I kept getting money. I don't even know from where, like, my family members and shit. I just go to the studio. She was like $20 an hour around that time. I remember it was a little cheaper back then. Mm-hmm. Maybe $20 an hour and shit. So I go up in there. And that's why I was always used to quality, because I started recording with niggas that was already using Pro Tools, using good mics and shit. So I never liked using like bullshit for me. I always was like in that space.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I came up. It was like a gift, even falling in place and shit like that. But a lot of people don't even know my pops made beats. Like, so me being like coming up, I was around my pops and shit, be at his crib, he would just be making a beat. Mm-hmm. I'd just be around. So I guess just listening to beats all day, that shit was like, it just probably just rubbed off on me or some shit, to the point where it was like, I want to just say something on these shit, you feel me? I don't know. I was mad young. I didn't really know I was a rapper. I was just a kid, you feel me? I don't know. I was just finding myself and shit, but I made my first song around the time when the DVD era was popping, because we had niggas from my hood, you know, saying they was in them shits. And I really got inspired seeing niggas that I knew, like, oh, now these niggas on DVDs, like, this shit is lit. They on Smack DVD, Hood Affairs and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that was popping around that time, shit. I even got my first shot on Hood Affairs. I was like 11 years old. Around the same time I did that song and shit, but.
Yeah.
I've been going hard for a long time.
Word, I was just about to ask you that. How many years you been rapping?
I really can't call it, but it's like more of a passion for me. It's like, this shit ain't nothing that, like, I can't stop. It ain't like, I don't even know when I started to stop, you feel me? It ain't like, that's not even what's going on. This shit just in me. You feel what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, exactly.
And this shit just happened, and I just figured it out. And I've just been going ever since I made that first song, bro.
You was born and raised in 40 Projects, correct?
Right. Right.
What day? And what was it like coming up in 40P, man?
Weird. You just, like, growing up, you get told shit. And it's like at the end of the journey, you see, like, shit people was telling you, it really happens, like, losing friends, just distancing from friends, just all type of shit, just going to jail, all that shit just, it happened to me, before it even happened, I was told this shit was gonna happen, but, so you gotta live and learn.
Facts.
That shit was just like, I think me being from over there was the best thing for me, cause it's like, it smarted me up in the streets and just, in all different type of ways, you feel me? It just made me like a different person, in a way. But
what word, man?
Fact, that shit over there is just, shit is weird, man. That shit ain't, that shit is just, this is a different environment. Shit is not going on. You'll get sucked in that shit if you don't got a strong mind.
That's real shit. This is the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes.
Podcast, man.
Episode 5. We here with Ty Trilly.
D.F. Finesse. Q Bevs. Ty Trilly.
Smacked up.
Huh? We smoking blunts. You know what I'm saying, man? We drinking water.
Yeah.
Watching the Wayans Brothers.
Shout out to Polar Spray, man. If you're not drinking Polar Spray.
We'll also get up on your alcohol too, man.
You feel me? Nah, let's get back in this interview with Ty Trilly. So, Ty, your bio, bro, like, you got a long bio, bro. Like, if somebody would had to Google you right now, your name will pop up, bro. Like, you can't even tell people about you no more. You just got to tell people, yo, Google me.
And that's the thing, bro. Like, when niggas be putting these fucking, when people, like, I think, like, the hype for me is over. Like, it's no more hype. Like, it was already there, you feel me? So, everything that I do is, like, I think people was really waiting for, like, that next big step, because all that hood hype is over with. I done did that shit. I done had the highest level of hood hype go. Like, I done had shit with niggas that was in the game for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I felt that shit. I really felt the difference from just being a regular nigga rapping to just going to a whole nother level of just success for me, then going back. But that's life, bro. You know, shit.
Yeah.
Shit is all a journey.
So, getting into what's been going on. I was saying earlier about the Bad and Bougie video. It was awesome, by the way. Congratulations again one more time.
You're welcome, bro.
And the passion with the music, like, who influenced you to rap?
Like I said back like a couple minutes ago and shit, I was watching my step pops and shit. He used to bring like DVDs and shit back to the crib. Smack DVD, Hood Affairs. And I just watched some shits. See niggas running away rapping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was young, but I knew who was who. You know what I'm saying? Just going outside and shit. So I seen that and I was just on it. Like, nah, I like this shit. Like, mm-hmm. I want to entertain. I want to tell my story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I've been going through shit since a young nigga. Young. Just regular struggle shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit that's just like, just went through it.
People will have to, like, people will have to sit there and
listen to the music.
No, that's a fact. People have to sit there and just actually really listen to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, every song that I've listened to by Todd got a message. You know what I'm saying? Like a story. Story of his life.
Well, one of them few niggas I know when I listen to him, I know I'm going to get some shit.
Bro, I met this nigga when the hype on fucking, I think, Twitter back in the days when niggas keep retweeting that shit that Meek Mill tweeted you.
Yeah, nigga hit me.
Yeah, you feel me?
That long ago word.
Yeah, that shit was booming though, son. Yeah, that shit was booming.
Twitter was lit as fuck. I think Facebook is like everybody that was on Twitter.
You a Facebook nigga, right?
I'm everything, nigga. I'm everywhere, man. Follow me.
Todd Trilly Music, man. Follow him on Twitter, man. Y'all gotta follow him on Twitter, man. Todd Trilly Music.
Everything.
Deadass, because this man always complain about his Twitter. Stop complaining about the Twitter, bro. Man, Twitter love you, bro.
This nigga Twitter is lit.
Yeah, this nigga act like he can't operate it. Like, what?
You gotta get it going, man. You gotta get it
crazy.
I know, but I know what he mean, though. Like, get it really lit.
Yo.
Niggas got followers or whatever, but you trying to get, like, more followers to, like, really...
I need my shit to go crazy. I need that wave.
There's too many corny niggas out here going viral, man. Over what?
I need that wave. We got that Don't Run coming soon, too.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You heard that, nigga?
We going crazy, we ain't stopping.
Oh, shit, what?
We going crazy. Yo, you know, all right, I'm going to keep it funky with you, man. One thing I respect and I love about this nigga, Todd Trilly, man, his work ethic is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this man just don't stop.
This shit is automatic.
Don't stop, you know what I'm saying? I go online, I go on Facebook, I see this nigga just up, man. Don't matter if it's six. If it's six.
Just give me an hour of sleep, man, and I'm good.
You know, sometimes an hour of sleep is all you need, man. Word. Because
I was told all you need is 30 minutes, man. That's what I was told. Just a little 30. Just give me an hour, a little 32 times.
Yo, when you be out with Todd Trilly, just know you ain't getting no sleep. You feel me?
You gotta prepare for hanging out with this nigga, man.
No sleep at all. Yo, the other day, me and my bro, he hit me up on Twitter. He was like, yo, let's go out to heaven. So Thursday, I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm gonna go. Pull up to this shit, my nigga. These hoes was on this nigga Todd, my nigga. Nigga Todd was rolling up. Punk ass security guard talking about he gonna give us $20. If this nigga could smoke in, we like, get the fuck out of here. Nigga gonna smoke here anyway. Nigga rolled a fucking blunt, lit the shit. Yo, these hoes was just watching my bro.
Regular shit, man.
Hoes be watching my bro. I'm like, damn, I know he light skin with the weed, but you got back the fuck up, baby. You feel me? Got back the fuck up.
I'm saying, that's regular. Bitch, you wanna smoke weed, get horny.
Yeah,
with a light skin rapper nigga.
I ain't gonna say it. If you smoke
some rapper weed,
if you listening to this and you work at Heavens, I'm sorry, but y'all all whack, son. Y'all all whack. That's straight up. I said it. Q Bevs.
Hey, man.
Real shit. Y'all don't know how to entertain a nigga. You dig?
Oh, well.
And y'all shots at Henny be weak, son. Fuck out of here, man. We want them shits a little, you know, overflooded.
Man, I need my shit straight, baby. I need all Henny.
You dig, man?
All Henny.
Yo, go check out SoundCloud. Go check out Todd Trilly.
Hey, yo, bro.
Trilly season is out.
Yeah, man. I want to ask you about that. What inspired Trilly season, man?
Trilly season was the wrap up, man, because I feel like I didn't have a body of workout in a long time. So it was like a lot of songs over Trilly season was like shit from just like scattered songs that was just that mattered, though. You feel me? It wasn't just shit that I was just put a tape together. Everything was like a message. So from the first track to the last track, it was like Trilly season really was like me just coming out. I'm just presenting who I am, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't on the scene for so long. I wasn't putting no music out. I wasn't really putting no videos out. I wasn't really active. I was doing different shit. So Trilly season was just like introducing what's going on and what I'm about to start doing and my sound and just my swag and just everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the whole presentation on what's next and shit.
Do you feel like this project you really actually show more of your heart, like what's been going on for the past few years?
Yeah, that's a fact. It's just like, just if you listen to the tape, it's just
it gets darker.
Yeah, it's just you got my shit where I'm on like on some hype party shit, because that's a side of me. Then it's like a side of me where I'm on some real shit, just talking like life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where it's all about versatility, man.
That's a fact. Gotta switch it up.
Yeah.
That's makes this guy.
Hey, yo, man, I'm fucking stoned. I'm big fried chicken, all kind of shit. Yo, Todd Trilly, man. Yo, is there anybody in Queens you fucking with right now at the moment, man? Like, who's Ty Trilly's pick?
Yeah, because, I ain't going front. That's a good question, because really, Ty, for real, like, niggas want to know from your opinion, like, who you really fuck with in Queens. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, you've seen
No, but not even that, because I remember it was a freestyle you had did. Write 10 Trilly 10 times. That's a Queens list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like. So, like, besides from Rain, Todd Trilly 10 times, who you fucking with? You know what I'm saying? You don't got to give me a whole 10 list.
I fuck with a couple niggas. It's like, a lot of niggas be hitting me for songs and shit, but I be feeling like, I'm not the type of nigga, like, I don't want to do it, but it's like, there's really no reason to, because I know niggas ain't on the same pace, niggas ain't on the same understanding as me. It's like, if we gonna do something, I need to get some bread out of the situation, because I'm putting in. I know niggas is not doing what I'm doing, regardless of if they think we on the same level, because they see me on Facebook talking shit all day.
Yeah, because we in Queens or whatever and shit.
I just know what I got going on. It's like, it gotta be some type of, like, you gotta be some type of person to it. It's like, it's gonna benefit me, because me doing a song with a person is only gonna benefit you. It's just, it ain't gonna. Me putting it out, promoting it, it's just gonna help you. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we trying to get out with this all this shit. I don't be trying to, like, you know, it don't really be too many people that just catch my ear. You know what I'm saying? But I fuck with my little nigga Lou. He going crazy.
Yeah,
shout out to Lou. Got cash and shit.
Word.
I fuck with the Soul Group. You know what I'm saying? They got bars. Like, I like their whole movement and shit. And I grew up with them just in the neighborhood and shit. Those my niggas. Who else? You know, H1, of course, my niggas.
Shout out to H1, Lobby Challenge.
And shit. What else we got? I'm trying to think. Of course, my guy B-Ice and shit on the other side.
Uh-huh.
He going crazy. He just got like a whole nother swag. Like, I really like know him personally. I just know. He's another nigga that got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely got it. Who else? can't think of too many niggas at the top, but it's a few niggas that I deal with and fuck with. I'm definitely smacking now, but
nah, it's dope though, man.
Not worried, but it's just a lot of niggas that I don't mind working with. I will work with, but I want niggas to just know, you know what I'm saying, like how I'm rocking. I don't just be on some other shit. I just got other plans on my mind, and I'm not just doing shit. Like I got a whole nother focus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you really trying to make a whole wave out the situation, man. I feel you too, bro, because like I feel like now it's like we've been working for so long as artists and all of that other shit. We want to be respected for our craft, and it's not even respected. We want to like really fuck with niggas that's really on that wavelength and that really gets it, you know what I'm saying? So like we getting in there so we know what we got to do and how we got to get it. And then just go in and execute the plan. Exactly.
But see, that's the problem with this generation of niggas, though. Niggas think they could just wake up in the morning
And start rapping, you feel me? Niggas treating this shit like a hobby. Niggas ain't putting like, in their 10,000 hours.
Niggas got resumes, though. Like, niggas been doing this shit. Like, niggas didn't just wake up one day and just say, yo, I'm gonna start rapping. What?
They rapping because it look cool.
Y'all niggas put in some work, my nigga. DFNS, you put in fucking work. Ty Trill, you put in mad work, bro. Niggas typing your name on fucking Google, my nigga.
Shit.
You gotta catch up, my nigga. Like, niggas got a lot to catch up on, man. This shit ain't new.
For real.
You shit ain't new, my nigga.
And I keep trying to express that shit to niggas, man. This ain't no fucking game, man. Because, like, niggas know what... It's not even us who we doing this shit for no more. Like, niggas got families to feed now.
Yeah,
half the time they don't even believe in us. So it's like, we doing this shit just because, man.
Niggas love this shit, my nigga.
Facts.
Niggas love the
culture. I'm doing this shit, but yeah, man, I'm doing this shit because I want to prove to niggas I'm fucking nice. I'm gonna get money regardless, baby.
That's a Fendi. I
mean, real shit.
Yo. This is Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes.
Yo, podcast, follow the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast on Twitter at BRV Podcast. Follow the host, DF Finesse at DZ Finesse, though.
You feel me?
QTNA. Q_TNA.
Q_TNA. You know what I'm saying? Man. The Twitter, the Instagram, as always.
Don't forget to follow my nigga Ty Trilly.
Follow Ty Trilly, man. TYTRILLY. Type that shit and you'll see me right there, man.
Wait, son. This is amazing. Excuse me. Vibes. What's next for you, bro? Like, what's going on? What you about to do?
Visuals. A lot of visuals, man. A lot of visual work.
Visual work. A lot of it.
That's lit, man. Nah, I feel you, bro, because now you gotta really get niggas to see your face. Get niggas to
paint that picture, man.
You feel me? You trying to paint that picture of what you've been rapping about all your life, nigga.
It was a point in life, like, it was a certain song that you just had to say in your head, like, yo, this song is that song. Can you name that song? You think you can remember that song? You was like, yo, this song is gonna fucking pop.
I never really thought like that. I never really thought like, nah, this one will pop. Cause you set expectations and shit to be like, you won't meet them, you'll be disappointed. So I just let shit just do what it do, and I just see the reaction. I never tell myself like this is gonna be the one, though. You know what I'm saying?
So you never steady.
I just work. Everything I do sounds like something. So it's like.
I feel the same way too, because it's like I know I stopped putting a time frame on when I'm gonna reach my success or whatever, because it's like, you know, I don't want to like keep saying, oh, you know, this year is my year, or when I turn this age it's gonna be the one or whatever. You get wiser as you get older, yes, but as I'm getting wiser and older, I'm gonna just keep working on my shit, because that's gonna just enhance what I'm doing already. And then, like, the more you get, the more you're going to put out there with your shit. So, I'm going to just keep working on my shit. Make sure my shit is legit. Finesse. All so, type of shit.
Ty, you a light-skinned nigga, you feel me? You got to have some type of, like, status. Like, I know you fucking with somebody.
Nah, man. Nigga, where the bitches at?
On Facebook.
Fuck you mean, son. You ain't lying. Yo, shout out to the Facebook bitches, man. Y'all swear y'all pussy is A1.
K2.
Nah, I'm surprised, though. Like, you don't got no girlfriend, though? Like,
no, I don't do girlfriends, man.
Yo, so yeah. So ladies can't holler at you, though?
Nah, man, I don't want to talk to these bitches.
Real niggas.
Yo, y'all heard him. Yo, so ladies, don't follow him, you feel me?
Nah, follow him.
Follow him, but don't talk.
Just don't DM him, you feel me? You heard him. Do not DM him.
Unless you're trying to bust it in the video.
Unless
you
try, we need some
bad emojis. Yeah, y'all bad emojis will pop out the video. Wait,
tell me, yo, bro. So everybody's been laughing about this shit about your video. Is that a wave cap or a durag, bro? Like, what is that, bro?
That shit is. I don't know what that shit is, bro.
Nah, if you seen the bad emoji video, it was a shorty that was twerking in there. Yeah. Look like she got a wave cap on. You feel me? I'm like, wait.
It looked like a do-rag. It looked like a do-rag to me.
Nah, so I don't know. So what is that? T-shirt?
What the fuck is
that? Niggas is just pulling out munchies.
Niggas pulling out shit. Oreo cookies.
Niggas got Doritos.
Niggas got Doritos. I got some water.
Yeah, man.
You feel
oh,
me?
Shit.
Shout out to the Bev.
Shout out to Bevs, man.
You gotta drink up, man.
Make sure you have your Bev, because Bevs is... Bevs are key.
Yo, so
are an essential key to life.
Shirley, when you gonna start working with this mystery producer? His name is D-Trilla. Yo. When you gonna work with this D-Trilla nigga, bro?
Yo, oh, speaking of D-Trilla, that nigga called me.
Word?
Yeah, he told me he was gonna... He told me whenever Trilly come through, it was gonna be lit.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, this nigga... Nigga...
He's got to call me back, man.
Niggas is ready to work. It don't matter, man. It don't matter. Yo, but...
But the respect is dead.
Niggas ain't even mentioned this on the last podcast. RPQ.
Yo, RPQ from World Star, man.
You know what I'm saying? We took a big loss of Queens.
And... Oh, man.
Major loss. Wow. Man. I didn't even get into that. Shout out to Paris. I'm saying shout out to Paris. Morgan.
Yeah, shout outs to Paris Morgan. But yo, what did I tell you niggas, man? What did I tell you niggas, son? What? World Star TV debuted last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. But yeah. This shit is basically like ridiculousness, my nigga. It had Snoop Dogg and a couple comedians or whatever and shit. But they're basically just watching a bunch of videos, like a bunch of ridiculousness shit, like ain't nothing different, my nigga. Like, that's fucking wild. Like, I feel like that's disrespectful. Q did not die for this shit to be like this, my nigga.
Nah, it should have been different, bro. Like, I never watched it, but I'm hearing that shit was, like, not the way it's supposed to be. Dang. But, yo, what was trending this week? The whole Beyonce shit?
Oh, Beyonce?
You know what I'm saying? Beyonce. Hey.
Oh, yeah, Beyonce's having twins. Okay. Shout out to Beyonce. You having twins, baby.
Yeah, but yo, I ain't gonna front though. Who gives a fuck, bro?
Nah. I wanna get this out the way, my nigga.
Why gives a fuck?
Nah. It's not about them, but yo, it's about my nigga Jay-Z, man. Why no one give my nigga Jay-Z props? Why no one give my nigga Jay-Z props? He the one that had them bubbling. He was them twins was just in there for a while. He the one that planted it.
Yeah,
exactly. But people don't understand, and that just goes to show you, like, yes, granted the women are gonna get praised for pregnancy, but it's like, do niggas get a prop, like a slap on the back, like, good job, my nigga?
Nah, no, us niggas getting fucking blinded on the back.
The short end of the stick.
You feel me? Us niggas get
the short end of the stick when we was the one supplying dick, like, come on.
Man, nah, they just wanna catch hold with Zaytoven, you feel me? They ain't care about that. They just caught hold for Zaytoven, but the whole world crashes up with Beyonce have twins. Niggas didn't even say nothing about Pharrell having triplets. And that's Pharrell. The most elite shit ever, nigga.
Pharrell had triplets,
bro. Niggas ain't broadcast that shit. And earlier, some girl on Twitter Yeah, Malexus. It was like, yo, but Pharrell's not B, though. What you mean?
That girl should just delete her Twitter. Why do y'all have Twitter accounts, man? I don't know why some of y'all have Twitter accounts.
You know Alexis. She following you, too.
What?
Alexis.
Alexis who?
Uh-huh. Alexis. Shout out to you, Alexis. I'm going to tag you. I'm tagging all of y'all. I'm tagging all of y'all. I don't give a fuck.
And we RKO-ing moms.
I'm RKO-ing moms. Wait. Yo, you got any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to these spicy and sweet chili Doritos I'm eating. Shout-outs to the Bops, you know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to the listeners and the subscribers, first and foremost. Shout-outs to D-Trilla. You know what I'm saying? That nigga, he sent me a crazy batch.
Yeah.
Shout out to B House. I just went to a recent Friday residential, you know what I'm saying? I just peeped my nigga Twami, you know what I'm saying? Good dude. Dope beats. That nigga's crazy. Hopefully I get some work in with that nigga, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? It's all good vibes. Few minor bullshit. Or whatever. But it is what it is. A nigga still pimping. A nigga still player. Still eating chips.
Shout out to her.
And shout outs to Chelsea.
Yeah, definitely shout outs to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Chelsea was supporting. I'm saying definitely. Shout out to Jemiah. I was up here last
Shout
week.
Out to motherfucking Jemiah.
I'm saying shout out to Jemiah.
Word, son.
It's been good. We appreciate y'all for fucking with us, you know what I'm saying? This is the Beast Rhymes and Vibes episode. The Todd Trilly episode.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? So, any last words you got to say, Todd Trilly?
I just want to say eat Oreos, drink water. And, you know what I'm saying? Go to school because you're going to have to go to school anyway if you don't want to go to school. So just do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. And download my mixtape and follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and everything. And if you don't follow me, you're just a bitch-ass bitch and a bitch-ass nigga. And if you were to end with a bitch-ass dog or cat, whatever the fuck it's gonna be, we gonna smoke some more weed, do some more music, vibe out, man.
Yes, niggas sir.
What's going on, man. Todd Trilly, signing up.
You we bitch, you.
We out the motherfucker. QBaz, follow me on Twitter. Q_TNA. Q_TNA. Twitter and Instagram.
Easy Finesse. DF Finesse. Follow me on Twitter. Easy Finesse, though. IG. Do it for the boppers. And we do it for the boppers 24/7. You bitch.
Shout out to F1. H1.
Yeah. Man.
Shout out to your mother, B.
And we out.